Okay, we're back. Welcome back to the Operation Lighthouse podcast, everybody. It's your host, Jim and Carrie Parkin. Welcome back. What up?
Hello. Nice emphasis on the pluralization.
Yes. As you can hear, we are both under the weather, as it were, with some type of itis that I don't know what it is, but it's terrible. The dogs are here too, and they seem rather excited. Anyway, that's all we got. Good night.
That's the whole show, people.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's all we can muster.
I don't know. We'll just do a little catch up. It's been a couple weeks. You've been sick for about a week, haven't you?
Yeah, roughly. And our daughter was sick before that.
Wait, whoa. Oh, hi, Frankie. And now, seems as though it's come full circle, and now I got it. Sit, lay down. Excited dogs, lay down. Duke, you come too. There you go. Anyway, so we got the holidays coming up, dude. This is wild. Look at these dogs. We got Thanksgiving next week.
Yes.
Which I'm off for the first time in probably a decade.
Yeah, roughly. About 10 years is probably pretty accurate. Mm. The mean streets will have to survive for one Thanksgiving holiday without paramedic parking on duty.
Which is wild because I didn't ever mind working because, you know, the pay is good. The only thing
still tastes the same when you get home at 7 p.m. or if you eat it at 4 p.m. with everyone else.
Right. But the thing that always was... I didn't like was that they would put on this huge spread at whatever agency, and then there's all this food, and you're just like, you kind of feel obligated.
But you want to save room for your own food?
You want to eat your own food.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Can't fill up the dessert stomach with, like, food that's not for dessert stomach.
Yeah, that's true. I've never heard of dessert stomach, but I guess
it exists.
Yeah. Facts. So anyway, I don't know. I thought we could talk about that holiday season in the EMS world and whatnot and how that... What?
I should have a lot to add to the conversation.
Well, no, you should.
I'm teasing from an outside perspective.
Right.
Teasing.
So it doesn't suck to work through the holidays. It's not as bad as, you know, you just kind of have to... We've always just adjusted for it.
Well, I think it was... Thanksgiving has never been an issue, because, I mean...
Who cares?
It's Thanksgiving. It's an important day.
Okay. Yep.
But it's not like... It's not like Christmas. An important
day to make double time.
I meant... Whatever. I digress. It's different. It's celebrated in a different way for many families than another holiday we'll just call Christmas.
Oh, yep, I'm familiar. Yeah. It's true, and it kind of is really, I don't know, do you think... Oh, man, we're awful sounding. Do you think Halloween is the kickoff of the holiday season or Thanksgiving? What would you say the official season opener of the holiday season is?
I think Halloween's like the gateway holiday.
Like preseason?
Yeah, it's like the weed of holidays.
What on earth, man? This is what happens when we're all tired and we wait too late. Oh.
Sorry. It's like what gets you going, and then you're hooked into the holidays after that. It's the gateway.
Okay.
We'll just call it the season opener from here on out.
it's the gateway holiday, Halloween. Anyway, yeah, but, you know, then everything starts and all the...
Well, it's like once Halloween hits, like, things start happening really quickly.
Right.
So then it gets dark, it gets cold, and then now you're getting Black Friday ads for sales that start on, like, November 8th. It's true.
Was November 8th even Black Friday, like, a Friday? Actual Friday?
No, I think it was a Wednesday, actually.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it makes no sense. The whole thing is just very commercialized, but I mean, you just have to really focus on your own family and
right.
bring your own traditions and the things that are important to you into that time of year. But just, I think once Halloween hits, it's like, bam, 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 everything is happening. Like right. literally I was sitting at, well, I don't know, somewhere in our house yesterday. And I was like, holy crap, Thanksgiving is literally 1 week away.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I thought it was 2 weeks. And then I started like racking my brain because we host Thanksgiving at our house. Like, do we even have the food items that we need? Because I definitely do not want to go to the grocery store on Saturday or Sunday.
Right.
And I surely do not want to go next week on like Tuesday or Wednesday because I won't be able to get what I need anyway because it'll all be gone. It's like the pandemic will have hit.
Right. And it's true, though, too, how everything now is more, like, just shotgunned out and more rapid fire. It was like the day.
So Halloween was,
Monday? On a Monday this year. And on Tuesday, I was at the grocery store, and there was, like, we had to respond to someone who was, something had happened at, like, a Sam's or a Walmart, some type of.
We had to respond to someone who had something happen.
Oh, yeah, some lady got some type of vaccine, like, flu shot and whatnot, and then passed out. Anyway, it was a Walmart over in Burton, and they already had, like, all the Christmas stuff was out.
Yeah, that's, I mean, well, in retail, you're always at least one season ahead. I mean, you're getting swimming suits, typically, we would put out when I worked my 2 decades in retail. We would put our swimming suits out.
Struck a chord, freaking.
Yeah. We put our swimming suits out in January. So then, like, realistically, if you haven't purchased your swimming suit for the summer, which in Michigan doesn't start until like July,
right.
or never if it was 2023, you have to have your swimming suit bought by like March. Or you might not get the size, pattern, etc. that you don't like. I mean, that you do like.
I'm just amazing.
Yeah, I mean, like winter coats, they don't go out in winter. They go out in like August or September. It's just the way it is. You gotta just roll with the punches.
Well, that's why I just have never really paid attention.
That's why I just do the things. Because you save people's lives and I do all the things. And it's a beautiful union that has worked.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Right. I've told that people before to people before that, like, I'm not smart. I have a skill set. You're the brains of the operation. I just have a particular set of skills.
I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
You heard what I said.
Oh, I missed it. I missed it. Can you repeat it?
No. No, I can't. I said, I have a particular set of skills.
And you said I have big brains?
And you have big brains.
Nice.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Anyways, but a lot of people think, and then they start, kind of the thing that is a bum out to first responders, I'll speak for myself and a handful of others I know that feel the same way, is when everybody starts speaking on our behalf. You know what I mean? Like how sad it is that we would be forced to be out there working on these holidays. It's like, you know, going in, you're prepared for that.
You do, but it doesn't make it easier, especially if you have little kids, you know, who are still into the magic of the holiday season. And,
right.
you know, you want to be at home on Christmas morning to wake up with your family and your small children and, like, you know, see the excitement in their eyes when they come to wherever, from in their, you know, their bedroom to wherever you have your Christmas
from
tree.
From their hidey hole.
I was going to say downstairs, but then I was like, not everyone has a downstairs and an upstairs. So then I stopped, and now you've made me call it out, and it's just made it even more awkward.
It's fine. The whole show's been awkward. So
anyway, my point is that it's important to people to share those core memory times with their family, especially on holidays, birthdays, etc.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and it's that part of it is why you'll hear me say from time to time that, like, police work and EMS and fire service and hospitals and retail, but those type of things that never close are, it's like a family business. Everybody has to be in on it, and everybody has to have some level of understanding. You know, our kids were little. Was Reagan even born yet? In the year that I think I ended up working on both Christmas and, like, Christmas Eve and Christmas, and we just totally had to adjust our...
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't remember since then, but I know when, like, the older kids were, like, little, we would just do it on different days, but they were, like, so little they didn't know.
Right.
I mean, they were, like the girl... I don't even think Griffin was born yet. The girls were, like, 1 and 3. Like, they have no clue what days are.
Right.
They just know that they wake up and it's Christmas, quote-unquote, because that's what someone told them.
Right.
So, I mean, it worked out great then, but now they're not 1 and 3, and now there's 4 of them, not 2 of them.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So you just have to do things differently. And thankfully, we have kids who really are resilient and really are very understanding, but they don't know any different, you know?
Right.
Because you've done...
It's always been this.
Right. You've always done this job. But at the same time, you know, it's, they don't like it when you're not here on Christmas. I mean, you're not here, so you don't really realize it. But I guess this is where my perspective comes in. Right. See, I am relevant. It's a bum out. It's a bum out because, you know, we want everybody to be here with us together. And they get very confused whether, like, am I supposed to open my gifts? Do I have to wait? Do we wait for Dad to get home? But I don't want to open my gifts because I want Dad to be here too. But
I also do want to open
my gifts. But I do want to open my gifts because I'm like 12 and it's exciting, you know? Right. And that box looks like the shape, size, and weight of the thing that I really wanted. And I don't really want to wait 7 more hours until he gets home.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, it's just... It puts your, I guess, kids and other family members into situations where they're really forced to be very accommodating and understanding.
Right.
So, I mean, it is what it is, and you do understand going in, but it really doesn't make the blow any more soft when it comes, like, you know, game time.
Right. Well.
I mean, I'm grown. It, whatever.
Right.
It is what it is. Like. But I get it.
But, right. But you're the one that's left to deal with it and have to work with it and keep them redirected and focused on other stuff. And...
Right. And, I mean, thankfully, you know, you also have made some sacrifices in that standpoint, too, because we haven't made it so that they've, you know, had to wait until 7 p.m. at night to open their presents.
Right.
And with the power of technology, you know, we've been able to work around a lot of that as well.
Oh, yeah, we did FaceTime one
time. Right. I mean, they may be missing out on you physically being here.
Right.
But you're also missing out on physically being here, too. I mean, it's a sacrifice on both ends. And I guess you could say, well, one is greater than the other, but, you know, potato, potato. It is what it is.
I thought that was tomato, tomato. But whatever.
Seriously?
But it, you're right. It is what it is, but it doesn't make it any easier each time. I'm just fortunate that this year I remembered to request the day off.
On your own, too.
Yeah. Yep.
We just fist bumped. You couldn't see that. It's a celebratory fist bump.
So, I don't know. It's a weird thing, though, to work... And have to respond to emergencies in people's homes while they're having.
That's what I was just going to say, is that it has to be very interesting and delicate in some situations when you are working on a holiday and you have emergencies.
Right.
You know, I mean, people people still have heart attacks.
Right.
On Christmas.
Right. And still things go
car
wrong.
Car accidents and strokes and... All, you know, turkey fires and
just electric don't knife, the turkeys, man.
Electric knife incidents.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess it takes a very different turn on making that holiday memorable.
Right.
When now it's remembered, you know, because of some traumatic event that happened. Right.
Now, it's, yeah. And that has always been something I've been, it's not like I focus on it, but I do kind of reflect on that. For some people at the holidays, it's somebody passed away or something tragic happened. So now it's always going to suck.
Right.
Or at least part of it. It's always going to have.
It's always going to be a part of it.
Right.
That, you know, that is a memory that the family is going to have associated with that specific time of the year.
I can remember, it wasn't even medical, it was a fire call, it was just fire department stuff. But one of the biggest bum outs I can remember is this dude, young family, I think they had like a 2 or 3 year old, and they were doing their Christmas morning, but the guy, the dad, had cleaned out their fireplace and, like, got all the coals out in a bucket, like one of those Homer bucket things, mm-hmm. but then just put it in the trash.
Oh, man.
And burned his, like, carport garage thing and car down. And, we had to respond to it. But it was just how bummed out he was. The house was fine.
Right.
Like, the whole, you know.
Kind of.
Nobody was injured. None of that.
Kind of kills the vibe, though.
Yeah, dude. Like, everybody's.
It's a big. wah, wah.
Right.
And right. Now you've got, like, no car, no carport, tons of damage, like, insurance, mm-hmm. a lot of hassle.
Right. Can't do anything about it because it's the holidays. Right.
For truly just, you know, an honest mistake where you right. really probably wasn't just thinking.
Right. You know, I've had several times when it's been, like, a DOA or something like that on a Christmas morning. And then it's just, mm-hmm. it's just horribly sad and awkward. And you're already feeling some type of way because you're working on the holiday. You know what I mean? Because regardless, you do.
Well, yeah.
No one can ever say that they're stoked to be there working on like Christmas.
No, I would imagine that it's probably not the most favoritest day of the year to go clock in. Like
people are sought after that day. Right. Nah, that didn't happen.
Typically, that's going to be the no.
Mm-hmm.
People aren't.
But I don't know, man. It's weird. It's just part of it. And it's, you know, hospitals, us, EMS, police, fire, they all.
Blockbuster Video.
That's right.
When it was still around.
I did have to work when I was probably like 15 or 16.
Did you say 15 or 60?
16.
I was like, what?
I stopped breathing for a second, man. While I was trying to say 16, went apneic. Whatever.
So, fun fact, related to Blockbuster Video.
Greatest job ever.
James and I both actually worked at Blockbuster Video.
Mm-hmm.
Not at the same time.
No. Decades.
A decade apart.
A decade apart, whatever, dude. Totally different states.
But at nearly the same points in our lives.
Right.
And, that's true. Yeah, not in the same area or anything, but if there's ever Carrie and Jim Parkin or Jim and Carrie Parkin trivia,
yes.
that could be a part of it. Mm-hmm. And now you have the in. Just saying.
Another one is that we don't have a song. We don't have a song.
We don't have a song.
That's the thing, because that's a trivia thing. We played that game one time at church.
Yeah, remember? I do remember that. Well, so, we did have that one song, but I didn't realize it until after. Wah, wah. Anyway, moving on.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, so that was really it. I just wanted to touch on the fact that we're coming into the holidays and wanted to talk about something other than, you know, what a drag it is and to do EMS and how mental health, yada, yada, yada. I think we've touched on that a lot and sometimes it's overstated. It's important. I'm not saying that. Don't get in a twist. I'm just saying that you can also focus on some of the cool parts of life too.
It does seem as though like the different agencies do try to be understanding of the fact that you still have to be open on
The
holidays and during the holiday season, and they try to, you know, provide what they can
right.
to their employees during that time and be cognizant of the fact that they're away from their families as well, you know?
What was cool when I first started at Swartz back in the day, and then it went away rather quickly, but they broke Christmas Eve and Christmas, New Year's Eve and New Year's.
I remember that. Into shorter shifts.
Into 8-hour shifts. So you would have to work 24 hours within those 4 days, but it could be broken down. It was by seniority, so you bid on it or picked it by seniority, but the blocks were just 8-hour blocks.
Yeah, I do remember that.
It was pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, it just gave everybody more of an opportunity to... You could have the morning with family or the evening, depending on what...
Depending on
you know, what your family's traditions were.
Yeah. And it was... That was a cool thing because it was just something that, like, for the medics, the higher seniority medics, we would just talk it out. Wouldn't even be, like, negotiating it. Like, I would rather do this. And... Or if I can get the morning, I'll actually come in 2 hours earlier... So you can bounce 2 hours or whatever the case.
Yeah, but I do recall that, though.
But, you know, it's just is what it is. It's a business where shifts have to be covered and rigs have to be on the road. And this is just kind of the necessity of it. So that's that. Did you know that we just got some stats? I'm really proud of this for our MMR Genesee. That we actually run in the last set of numbers that came out. 48% of the emergency work.
I do remember you saying that, yes.
And the other two companies, or three, two companies, three.
Run the 52.
Yeah. That's impressive.
It is impressive when you think about the sheer volume of calls that come out of the greater Flint area.
Oh, yeah. We're specifically tons of our calls come from the not so greater Flint area.
I was gonna say specifically the city,
right? But it's cool. It's pretty impressive. It's
you something. Said not so greater Flint area. Aww.
But it's cool, man. They need help too, and they're always super appreciative and whatnot. So it's pretty dope. So that's that. We do have some news. If you guys are down or interested or have any questions, you should come check us out. We do have a house church campus. Most of you guys know this from Freedom Center Church. It's called Freedom Center Church Grand Blanc. And we kind of rotate with my work schedule, like week one Monday or week one Tuesday, week two Monday, kind of rotate, you know. What do we, is it 6:30 to 8 or 6 to 8:30?
6:30 to 8. Well... 6 to 7:30 is the more typical time during school.
Okay.
6 to 7:30.
Right. We have some food. Watch the previous Sunday's message from our church. Or if we need to talk about other stuff and that's not really applicable, maybe find another thing to watch or just have a discussion and be together. Also, in 2024, we're going to start doing some more outreach stuff, like going to different agencies, taking the, at this time, at this point, probably world famous breakfast burritos and some
world famous
Flint famous, whatever. Whatever.
I just like how you touted yourself up so big like that.
I didn't put my chest out like that, man.
You didn't.
But anyway, they're really good burritos.
They are.
And we want to give them to your agency, so.
I would like to digress for a moment. The week one, week two was slightly confusing. If you were listening,
if you work at MMR, it's not.
If you are listening to this show as it comes out, we will be on Monday meeting time.
Okay. And we rotate
and
Mondays
we rotate
and Tuesdays.
After that.
And it'll be on the socials.
Yeah.
But you should come check us out, man. It's super low-key. I know that people get scared of Christians and Christianity and church.
But you'll know at least one person.
You'll know at least two people.
Jim. And you'll be like, oh, I recognize her voice.
Yeah. It'll be cool.
So, yeah.
So, think about it. Check us out. That's really all we got. Kind of a shorter episode tonight because we feel like doo-doo. So... As I always say, get help before you need help. Call, text, or messenger 988. and they'll get you the help you need, or you can hit me up. All right. Be blessed. Peace.